to the preaching and teaching ministry of Marion Oaks Assembly of God in Ocala, Florida. We invite you to open your Bible as we join Pastor Tim McIntyre for today's message or Bible study.
Well, here we are almost to the end of our devotional series that I've called Seven Messages from the Cross. We have this week been taking a look at the seven statements Jesus made while he was hanging on the cross, talking about what they meant, the significance of them, and the significance of them for us today. Right now, we're going to deal with number six. After this, we'll have one more to go, and we'll deal with that at our Good Friday service. But number six, what is that statement? We find it in John 19, verse 30. Three simple words. As Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished." It is finished. Let's read it in context by looking at John 19, verses 28 to 30. It says, "Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, 'I thirst.' A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." What is it that Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished"? We all know what it's like to complete a task, whether it's something we've enjoyed or especially if it's something we have not enjoyed and it's finally over. Or we've gone through a difficult circumstance and we're wondering, when is it going to be over? When is it going to be finished? And then it is, and it's such a relief. And we can't help but wonder if maybe that's what Jesus was feeling, going through such a horrific event, such a horrific experience, being crucified. We can't even begin to imagine how terrible it was. Was Jesus saying, "It's finally over, I'm done, I quit, it's finished," and then he died? No, that's not what he meant. Before we dig into what exactly that statement did mean, I want us to kind of think of what that statement might have meant or what people might have felt about that statement when Jesus uttered it. If we think of his disciples, we know that at least one of them was there at the cross, and the others, I'm sure, heard word of what was said. To the disciples of Jesus, it probably seemed like a word of defeat. Even though Jesus had warned them several times that they were going to Jerusalem, he would be betrayed, he'd be tried, he would be crucified, he would die, and he even said that he would rise again, the story makes it very clear that the disciples just didn't understand. It just didn't sink in. They just didn't believe. And when Jesus was crucified, they felt like they were defeated. They were discouraged. They were full of fear. They were concerned for their own lives. The Bible story makes it clear that they went into hiding. Now, to Satan, the phrase, "It is finished," may have come across as a word of surrender. He had been trying to destroy Jesus from the very beginning of his life as a baby. He had been trying to sidetrack him, tempt him, get him off the course that the Father had for him. And it seems to indicate in Scripture he didn't know what Jesus was going to accomplish on the cross. I have my opinion that if he did, he never would have arranged for Jesus to be crucified. So Satan may have been rejoicing. I have certainly heard people talk about Satan was probably having a party with all his demons, and we don't know if that is accurate or not, but he probably did see it as a word of surrender, that Jesus finally gave up and that he had won. Of course, he's going to be totally and completely surprised when it comes Sunday morning and Jesus raises from the dead. But the statement isn't either one of those. To Jesus and his Father, it was a word of accomplishment. Accomplishment. In fact, the word that I have chosen for this particular statement, we've been choosing a word for each one, each statement, the word is completion. Completion. In fact, if we go back to verse 28, it says that knowing that all was now completed, Jesus had been on the cross for hours, had suffered much, had said a number of other statements we've already looked at. And it says that now he knew that everything had been completed. He asked for a little bit of wine to wet his tongue, perhaps moisten his throat, so he could utter this cry, "It is finished." You know, many people leave life with things unfinished, things unaccomplished. But the scriptures are very clear that Jesus didn't do that. He accomplished everything that the Father had given him to do. So this statement means it is accomplished, but I think it's more than that. It also means it is fulfilled. And in fact, there are examples from the culture that this statement could even have the connotation of it is paid in full. Now, what is it that was accomplished when Jesus died on the cross? Well, first of all the prophecies about Jesus had been fulfilled. And there's about 300 of them in the Old Testament. Every single one of them was fulfilled in his life, in his ministry, in his death on the cross. But most importantly, the wages of sin were paid in full. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 and 12 says, "And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." Talks about how all the sacrifices that were offered throughout history, throughout the Old Testament, even up until Jesus' time, were incomplete to take care of the sin problem. But when Jesus became the ultimate perfect sacrifice on the cross, it took care of the sin problem once and for all, never having to be dealt with again. Well, not only were all the prophecies fulfilled and the wages of sin paid in full, but victory had been won over the devil. When Jesus said, "It is finished," it was not a whimper of defeat, but a shout of victory. The Bible story tells us that when Jesus died, the veil in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This tremendously large, thick, heavy-duty veil that stood between people and the presence of God was ripped in half by God himself, signifying that the way to God was now open to every single person who trusted in Christ and what he did upon the cross. Well, what does this statement from the cross mean for us today? Well, for unbelievers, it's a word of salvation. If you do not yet have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, based on what he did on the cross, this message to you is it can be taken care of. Your sin problem was solved at the cross. You need to receive the gift of God. Acts chapter 13, verses 38 to 39. It says, "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man," talking about Jesus, "forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." In that particular case, Paul's talking to the Jews, but the truth is the principle is true for all, that because of what Jesus did on the cross, he took care of the sin problem because his death paid the price for our sins. Because he did that and said, "It is finished," there is nothing that I can do, there's nothing that you can do, there's nothing you need to do except turn to Christ in repentance and ask for forgiveness and surrender to him as Lord and Savior and begin to live for God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." If you have not yet surrendered your life to Christ and put your trust in him for your salvation, I encourage you to do that. But last of all, to the follower of Christ, it is a word of assurance. Those of us that know him, it means our salvation is secure. Because it is finished, it doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on me. The true child of God is not trying to be saved. We know that we already are saved, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus did and the price he paid. The words, "it is finished," mean that I am not accepted by God because of what I do, but because of what Jesus has done for me. Completion. The problem of sin, solved. The payment, made. It is paid in full. It is finished. If we have a relationship with God, we can rest in that today, knowing that our salvation is secure. Our relationship with God is where it should be, because we're trusting in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and dying on the cross, for going through such horrific things for us, to pay the price for our sins, and that as you got to the end of that experience, you are able to cry out victoriously, "It is finished." Your plan was accomplished. Sin was dealt with. And as we trust in you, our sins are forgiven and we are in right relationship with God our Father. Father, help us to walk in that assurance and that joy today. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to today's message or Bible study. For more information, please contact us at area code 352-347-3001 or visit us online. If you are interested in supporting this ministry, go to our website and click on the online giving tab. Our website address is www.marionoaksag.org.